Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer for the Management and the University Sunshine Coast School of Business and Creative Industries, joining Morning Magazine once again today. It's good to have you come in to the studios, Wayne. Very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Shane, and hello, listeners.
So what's been happening in the world of small and family business over the past 4 weeks?
Well, Shane, the state government, through the Department of Housing and Public Works, have just released the amended Queensland procurement policy, which comes into effect on the 1st of January next year. The revised policy has five pillars. Firstly, to provide value for Queensland. Secondly, to provide local opportunities. Thirdly, to make it easier to do business, to be open to new ideas, and to be focused on the triple bottom line to ensure we all enjoy outcomes that have economic benefits, social impact, and is sensitive to the environment. But today, Shane, I was hoping that we could chat about the local opportunities pillar.
Okay, sure. Why not? So what does the new procurement policy say about local opportunities?
Well, Shane, as the name suggests, there will be more opportunities for local small and family businesses to bid for large projects, especially those needed for the 2032 Olympic Games. And the idea is for local small and medium-sized businesses to have better access to those big infrastructure projects, but also other types of projects as well. This might include being part of a consortium or a partnership with other providers so that submissions can be competitive, but more importantly, these submissions will include businesses that are here based in the Moreton Bay region, for example, and those businesses will be part of the supply chain for government-funded contracts.
All right, for someone like me who's just an average Joe Blow in Caboolture and interested in what's going on, how's this going to work?
Okay, great question. The new policy aims to simplify procedures. So the state government's committed to reducing the amount of red tape and bureaucracy to make it easier for submissions to be developed and assessed. This will encourage large national companies to invite smaller local businesses to participate in the submission process. Local industry groups with local business members will be part of the governing groups to ensure that compliance will be maintained and that they'll be made aware of these opportunities. Local supply chains will be carefully considered and mapped to ensure that the state government targets are met.
There's a key point there, targets. So what are the targets that have been set by the state government?
Well, there are two main targets, Shane. Firstly, progress will be measured by the total annual increase in the number of Queensland suppliers contracted to undertake works for the government. And secondly, there is a target to have at least 30% of the total procurement value of projects to be achieved by Queensland's small and medium-sized businesses. This includes increasing the number of Queensland small and medium-sized businesses in the government contracts, and this amount needs to increase year on year so that small and medium-sized businesses benefit in the short and long term.
Rightio. So how can our listeners, they're important, how can they find out?
Well, the policy is available on the department's website, so that's housing.qld.gov.au. In addition to the policy, Shane, there's lots of information on the website to help local small and family businesses to get involved. The department hosted a roadshow event in Morayfield this week, so if you missed this event, and if you are a small or medium-sized business based here in the Moreton Bay region, then I recommend you go online, join the mailing list, so that you can stay informed about future opportunities and initiatives.
Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in the Management of the University of Sunshine Coast School of Business and Creative Industries, keeping our community connected. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
My pleasure.
Thank you for sharing so much important information over the year with our business and local community in the city of Moreton Bay. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very safe and happy New Year, of course.
Thank you, Shane.
Listen again to the podcast and indeed any of Dr. Wayne Graham's business advice available on the 1015fm.com.au website. Click on podcast, search for Dr. Wayne Graham, 1015fm.com.au.